Well, thank you. Great to be with you this morning. Thank you to everybody who's here. Thank you for your participation in this meeting, certainly your participation in Seed Trade Association. As we'll talk about, we have a lot of things that can affect our businesses out there, and we need to engage politically right now of all times. It certainly can see that. I also want to say certainly thank you as well to the Iowans that are in the group. Thank you for your investment in Iowa, the jobs that you provide, the seed that you provide our growers. We're in amazing times, certainly amazing times in the technology that's out there in the seed industry. And I would say flat out historic times in agriculture. You look at what's happened over the last 5 to 10 years, and we just kind of lived in it. Sometimes it doesn't probably seem quite as historic as I think generations after us will look back at this time and recognize how historic it is. You know, you can go back to different segments. You can look at the 20s and 30s for their challenges in the 80s. You go back to the early teens for some wonderful times in agriculture, the late 40s for some wonderful times in agriculture. But I think all of those actually really in some ways compete very easily or actually the recent times compete very easily to those times. Let me give you some Iowa numbers. Agriculture in Iowa, we have sales to our farmers, one of the numbers that's collected. In 2002, sales of crops and livestock from our farms in Iowa was $12 billion. Good-sized number, top handful of states. By 2007, that was $20 billion in sales. By 2010, it was $24 billion in sales. If we crunch the numbers and estimate off of last year, 2011, with good livestock prices, good grain prices, good yields, good production on the livestock side, we had close to $30 billion in sales of ag products from our farms. The net impact in the state certainly is likely in excess of $100 billion economic impact to agriculture or from agriculture because of agriculture. We went from 12 to 30 in 9 years. And you all saw it certainly in some of your businesses. Certainly those dollars reverberate around. Farmers aren't putting all those dollars in the pocket. They're paying more for equipment and for fertilizer and for seed and other things that we're doing, even tractor tires. We've got three big tractor tire manufacturers in Iowa, and one of those just announced a $70 million investment in new equipment and hiring new people to produce tractor tires. Now in Iowa, those numbers go towards manufacturing. But that's wouldn't be happening without the strength of agriculture. And in Iowa, we're very blessed with a large, significant agriculture. One of the reasons we have a statewide unemployment rate of 5.1%, national rate is 8.2%. And my guess is we don't have many folks that have given up on finding a job, like those national numbers probably don't reflect all the folks that have. So that economic impact in the state of Iowa is absolutely amazing. And the transition over the last handful of years is flat amazing for us. And none of us know what that future means. We can see reasons for optimism. We can see reasons for concern. Those things all balance out and create whatever that future is. But we have come a long way, and we're not going back to at least some of the dynamics that we had 10 and 15 years ago, where we now have phenomenal demand from some of our Asian folks out there. Secretary Vilsack mentioned China. What a obviously huge demand for grain, for some livestock products as well, soybeans primarily, as a demand from China. They're buying tens of millions of acres of crop production. Actually, one of our Iowa State University professors crunched the numbers and said China is buying 80 million acres of crop production right now. They're importing that much that they were not importing 15 years ago. That's both from the U.S. and from South America. That's soybeans, that's cotton, some corn, that's some DDGs, some livestock products. But you take it back to the number of acres involved, that's a big deal. At the same time, we've seen some growth in production in other places. So some of this we're not going back to. Which is wonderful. It doesn't mean that we have a great, absolutely certain future, but it does mean that we've seen some amazing times, and I think historic times. And in each of your states, you know the numbers probably. In our state of Iowa, corn and soybeans are king. We're number one in corn and soybean production, number one in hog, egg, and ethanol production. And those things really drive the economics. In fact, one of the numbers we crunched recently, if you look at our total corn production in Iowa, we have 14 million acres of corn production. Last year, about 2.3 billion bushels of corn that's produced. You compare that to all of Canada, all of their grain production, wheat and barley and corn production. We have 14 million acres. They have 30 million acres of grain production. We produce more tons of corn than Canada produces in total grain production. They're a huge player. Sometimes we forget how significant a player we are as well. In fact, if Iowa was a country, we'd be the fifth largest country in corn production. And if we can get some rain, we may bump that a little bit. We need some rain. We got a little bit of rain last night in different places. I think my farm got about 0.3 of an inch last night, not enough to compensate for 100-degree days. But most of the state is in pretty good shape, and hopefully we've got a good crop coming.